2 acres and a shell of a house that needed everything. Lord, it's hard to tell where the work began and where the person began again, because we're both in serious disrepair. And then something in the fixing of the house began to fix the man who'd been undone by 40 years of tricks the economy had played, the life open, the loss, and everything I thought was permanent across. My wife said, let's just try it, let's grow something. She knows me, knows I need a project, something tangible to pour myself into. So we drove an hour from the city to this overgrown cove of property, walked through the weeds and the neglect, and she said, I see what this could be. I put my check beside hers, every saving we had left, and we signed on a Tuesday that changed the whole direction of my mind. 2 acres doesn't sound like much to some folks, but to a man who'd been reduced to living on hope and stock, it was a universe. It was a whole second life, 2 acres and a dream. 2 acres and a dream, that's where we started. 2 acres of potential with a house that barely stood. 2 acres and a dream, God, it's been so good. The blisters and the setbacks and the things we learned too late. The garden that came too fast, the fence that wouldn't gain the septic tank, the venture of the worst stopped over yet. 2 acres and a dream, I haven't given up on it. Enough to last us through the winter every night. We sit and look at all those jars and feel a thing. They're working for somebody else and never been able to bring. Us sufficient is a proof of life, a thing we made from ground we understood because we'd stayed. Through failure, gardening and marriage are the same. You stay when it's not easy and you learn the other's name for what it actually is, not what you hoped it was. 2 acres and a dream, God, it's been so good. 2 acres and a dream. Two-age lives in places it can't be exported, in hands that know the heft of things unrecorded. In any database or agricultural manual, the knowing is entirely annual to the person when it goes.